Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me today is Carla Tai, and we are going to talk about your health, the environment, and how technology plays a part in building a healthy you. Good day, Carla.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thanks for your time. First and foremost, in today's world, everyone undoubtedly would have a gadget or a smartphone in their pockets, in their bags, beside their beds, on the bedside table.
Yeah.
Hardly anyone leaves a home without a smartphone. How does these things affect our day-to-day lives?
Well, if you're talking about how do they affect our health, the jury is still out, but there is plenty of science that demonstrates the non-thermal effects. So this is a very controversial area because you've got, at the moment, a lot of the science focuses on, that says there isn't a problem, is focusing on the thermal effects. But what we really need to look at is the non-thermal effects, the biological effects on our body. And we're talking about something that's been introduced into our environment. It's not a natural thing. It's something we've introduced, and we're using more and more frequencies and introducing more and more frequencies into our environment. And the frequencies are getting higher and higher and stronger and stronger. So we've got to think about what the impact of that might be. If I was to give you an example of how damaging this might be to your body, Dr. Charlie Tao, who a lot of Australians are familiar with, he's a famous neurologist, and he says, basically, we shouldn't be putting mobile phones to our heads. But if you do, I'm paraphrasing here, that you will get brain cancer. Apparently a quote of his. In the manuals that come with all of our devices, instructions not to keep them, to keep them certain distances from our body. And there's an actual place where you can go online and check your device. And it's called showthefineprint.org. And you can go into that website and put in the details of your device and just check the actual safety warnings that are given for that device, because they all come with safety warnings. The thing is, we don't read them.
I guess because we take it for granted, because we just take it as a normal part of our day-to-day lives, isn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, I guess you expect that if you can go into a shop, purchase an item, and you can even buy one of those items for your child to use, then you expect it to be safe, don't you?
So all of these things and other related topics will be is the main focus of the up-and-coming conference that you will be having at the Upper Hunter region this coming weekend, which focuses on building biology.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, what is building biology?
So building biology is based on 25 principles, and it's defined as the study of holistic interrelationships between humans and their living environment. Homes or dwellings could be seen as organisms. It's often referred to in building biology as the third skin, which accurately kind of describes the intimate relationship between humans and their living space. Building biology looks at areas like electromagnetic frequencies, air quality, ventilation, using natural products, VOCs, which is volatile organic compounds. It looks at various things like design of homes. It aims to not cause any environmental problems, to tread softly on the earth with the design of homes and sustainability and so on. So building biology is looking at working closely with the environment.
So to me, it seems that it's our relationship to our spaces, isn't it? Us human beings and our relationship to the spaces that we occupy.
Yes, the spaces we occupy. So that's work and home. And then it might even be places we take our children, like, indoor play centres or, swimming pools and any of these sort of sporting spaces that we go to with our children or spend time with them, entertaining them. It looks at things like thick building syndrome, solar architecture, renewable energies, and the indoor climate and heating of a home.
So it's making our homes more environmentally sustainable as well?
It is, absolutely, making our homes a lot more sustainable and friendly to the inhabitants.
In these 2 days, what do we hope to make clearer?
Okay, what we hope to make clearer for people is to get an understanding of, from the experts, as I have explained in the past, I am a solid biology student, so I am still learning a lot of the subject myself. My health has been impacted, so I have a fairly strong understanding of how to make my own environment safe. But there's nothing like getting the information from the experts and having the experts there to kind of explain to people when they've got their burning questions, like, you know, about EMR or about using a certain product or how to attain good ventilation in a home that's solar passive, or, you know, all these little tricky questions that will come up on the day, I hope, and be presented to our panel. I hope that the experts will be able to explain the science and the emerging health issues that are presenting themselves and how they are actually related to our environment. A lot of health issues are related to our environment. I think the World Health Organization says 75% of all disease is related to the environment. So that's a fairly large proportion.
I suppose first and foremost, when we talk about keeping our homes safe, we talk about the locks.
You mean security?
Yes. When we talk about keeping it safe, we talk about security. We never talk about, or we hardly even think about, is it safe in terms of environmental issues, isn't it?
Well, that's right. It's much closer to home, isn't it? Having to think about, you know, the fact that the bed we're sleeping on might be making us sick, or the lounge we're sitting on, or the flooring we put on the floor, or the curtains we have hung over our windows. You know, the fact that we've designed a home that's so airtight that there's no ventilation and no chance for some of these VOCs to escape, which are coming from your lounges and your furniture and all of these sorts of things. And then, of course, there's the technology that we put into our homes. We have lots and lots of technology in our homes these days, and there are safer ways to use them, and that's what we're hoping to explain to people over the weekend, and for them to walk away with tip sheets and resources and to know where to go to for help.
So looking forward to Green Life or Green Lie, the bioscience of creating healthy spaces, Carla Tai.
Thank you. It's going to be a fantastic conference.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.